All right, Wednesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. These are great times. These are blessed times. This is so much fun. I mean, this is the funnest that I've had doing the podcast. I mean, they've had more intense times, but this is the funnest that I've ever had doing the podcast. We've been doing the podcast since, what, April of 2020? So this is a lot of fun every day. Trump is absolutely doing the plan that Bongino laid out. Sad to hear Bongino's not going to take Secret Service spot from what I'm hearing on Twitter. I think he'd be great at it, but he's not going to listen, folks. He's making double-digit millions a year. You're going to walk away for like $250,000 a year to run the Secret Service? I mean, seriously. I mean, I don't blame him. But anyway, be great if they can keep him as like an informal advisor, something like that. But anyway, Bongino laid this out on his show. And he was like, you know, what you do is every single, basically, not even every single day, every single hour, you hit the media with another hailstorm. That's what you do. You go, okay, you know what? We're appointing Pete Hegseth. And then right when they like, who, what, where? This guy's, he was never, like, you know, upper echelon, the Pentagon. Thank goodness, because then he isn't corrupted. He's never, and then right when you do that, then you appoint Tulsi Gabbard. What? Tulsi Gabbard to DNI? She's never in the intelligence. And then right when you do that, then you bring in Gates as AG over and over and over again. That's what you do. They don't even know what to do. They don't even, you're going to even hear it in a video. Right when I was trying to respond to Tulsi Gabbard, he nominated Matt Gaetz to be AG. That's what you do to these people. And we don't need to be beholden to their feelings. We don't need to be considerate of their feelings. Listen, folks, why would Donald Trump even consider the feelings of those, I wrote a little list here, who have tried to kill him, arrest him, bankrupt him, defame him, and imprison him? Why would he give two craps about what they think or what they feel, what their opinions are? These are the people who try to kill him, arrest him, bankrupt him, defame him, and imprison him. Why would you ever care? I was saying this to Aaron when we were watching the pregame. I couldn't sit there across from Biden and smile at the guy. This is the guy doing all these things. That guy, Joseph Robinette Biden and his minions, are the ones that have tried to kill Trump, arrest Trump, bankrupt Trump, defame Trump, and imprison Trump. And Trump is able to kind of pull it together, smile at him, and do all those things. As I think Aaron said, he goes, he knows that he won. Even with that, I'm sitting there going, man, that's a guy tried to kill me, arrest me, bankrupt me, defame me, did arrest him. You're like, no, Tom, that's the NYC case. Yeah, using Matthew Colangelo, third in the DOJ, to go down there and reinvigorate the case with Alvin Bragg. All right, so let's go through. Oh, let me say that to everybody in the chat real quick. Let's see, Why Not Me is on, Gritterdom is on. Mobetto 01 is on. D9597 is on. Kep Guy 1 is on. Genie Malfeasy is on. Dave Souter is on. Abseek Truth is on. Peg Joe is on. Jeffrey Burns Tileman is on. Let me see here. R Major 79 is on. Buckeye Nut 1968 is on. Nitsua 99 is on. Let's see here. Jules 21 Hours is on. The one and only Salty Gonads is on. LA 106 Times is on. Sexy Ponies on. 23 Justin Blake is on. Let me just lost my place here. Man, I think jumping all over the place. Appreciate you guys being on. Really do. Oh, there you are. Veronica 18201 is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Peg McGroin Nation is on. Le Picket Fence is on. Abseek Truth is on. Leon Fish Puppy's on. Ski 924. Is that 824? 824 is on. Mike Griffith is on. Let's see. Jenna Fogg is on. Richard Perry 49 is on. Tim L. T-Bird is on. Todd Suff is on. Hark Marvy's on. Regina Loves Art is on. Lisa Kenzer, 119. Is that 80 or 60? 60 is on. Milwaukee James is on. Neanderthal Soup is on. Let's see here. One Carl, 11 is on. Those Jesus People is on. Granite 2488 is on. Lati Bonita is on. Just Fact is on. Drummer for Jesus is on. Uncle Wally is on. Appreciate you guys. Love you. Each and every one of you. 985 people on right now. Like and share. Like and share. Like and share. Send this to the person that it would most offend. Right now. Send it to them. Right now. The person that it would most offend. All right. Let's get to these appointments now. I'm going to try to get through some stuff tonight without going for as long as I've been going. I keep going hour, 45 minutes, hour and a half. I've already got Drummer for Jesus has me at 10:36. I'm going, am I here? I'm saying no later than 10:20. No later than 10:20. I keep going way, way over. I'm actually shooting for 10:10, but I'll give myself an extra 10 minutes and say no later than 10:20. All right. So we have Pete Hegseth, which was a complete shock, being appointed as our next Secretary of Defense. Out of nowhere. And a lot of these are coming out of nowhere. Tulsi Gabbard, DNI, out of nowhere. Matt Gaetz. I mean, Tulsi Gabbard, people thought maybe as Secretary of Defense, but nobody thought her as being Director of National Intelligence. That's a great pick. It's an absolutely great pick. What you want are people who are sort of inside, but are completely outside of the agency they're being appointed to. So you have Pete Hegseth, who has not, combat veteran, two-time Bronze Star winner, Afghan veteran, Iraq veteran, fought in wars. He hasn't gone up through the Pentagon to be corrupted. When you get to the place where you are CENTCOM Commander McKenzie, you're Lloyd Austin, you're Mark White Rage Milley, you're so corrupted by the time you get to those positions because you have bootlicked and butt kissed so much and bowed and grabbed your ankles so much to get those positions that you have to be beholden to all of the establishment rules that are already in place. Pete Hegseth is coming from completely outside of the Pentagon, except as an on-the-ground foot soldier. He's never worked in the Pentagon before. He's worked for the Pentagon, but he's never at the Pentagon. Just so everybody knows, we all love our soldiers, but the Pentagon and our military leadership, as I know I'm preaching to the choir right now, is completely and totally corrupt to the core. I mean, corrupt to the core. Remember the executive order issued by the Biden administration and then backed up by the Pentagon, where they are now allowed to shoot us basically whenever they feel like it. For the first time in American history, via executive fiat from the Biden administration, backed up by a pseudo executive order from the Pentagon, I believe it's 5240.1, something like that, they are allowed to shoot us on sight for the first time in American history. So we don't want somebody from inside of the Pentagon. We want somebody from outside of the Pentagon with military experience. All right, so here's Pete Hegseth, lips of TikTok video. Meet our new Secretary of Defense. Play for me.
The Pentagon is in the book the exact amount of years, but in the past X number of years, 10, 12, 15, the Pentagon has a perfect record in all of its war games against China. We lose every time. Inside the Pentagon war games. We know what our real capability. You see, we didn't even get to this part of the war on warriors. I mean, the military industrial complex, the way we procure weapon systems, we're always, the way our system works, the way our bureaucratic system works, where the speed of weapons procurement works, we're always a decade behind in fighting the last war. Whereas China, what did Rumsfeld say? You go to the war of the army you have. We have the army. China's building an army specifically dedicated to defeating the United States of America. That is their strategic outset. Take hypersonic missiles. So if our whole power projection platform is aircraft carriers and the ability to project power that way strategically around the globe, and yeah, we have a nuclear triad and all of that, but a big part of it. And if, 15 hypersonic missiles can take out our 10 aircraft carriers in the first 20 minutes of a conflict, what does that look like?
Yeah.
I mean, and when they're, if they've already got us by the balls economically, which you pointed out very well, with our grid, culturally, there's plenty of elite capture going on around the globe. I mean, and then microchips and everything. Why do they want Taiwan? They want to corner the market completely on the technological future. We can't even drive our cars without the stuff we need out of China these days. I mean, they have a full spectrum, long-term view of not just regional but global domination, and we have our heads up our ass.
Yeah.
Now, whenever you have Pentagon officials, I'm talking about high-ranking generals, high-ranking secretaries, testifying on Capitol Hill, you never hear them say any of this, with one exception. I remember, I can't remember what official was kind of acknowledging this. And I know that this is absolutely blasphemous, maybe even to some people that are watching this podcast right now, but our military is not what it used to be. Now, we always have nukes, but who wants nukes? If you nuke anything or anybody, listen, everybody dies. Nuclear winter, it's over. It doesn't matter whether you win the nuclear war or not, because the nuclear winter comes and finishes off every last human being after that. So you need to have a contemporary on-the-ground military ready to go. We do not have what we used to have. Listen, back in the various Gulf Wars, we had technology nobody else had. I'm talking about early 2000s, early 1990s, where you had the Iraqi army sleeping in their tanks overnight with our helicopters just flying around, killing them all because Iraq was fighting Iran. And they didn't have the technology to blow up each other. They didn't have night vision. They didn't have anything. So they could sleep in their tanks at night in complete and total security. There's nothing that could take out their tanks. And we would just go around there literally like whack-a-mole all night long and kill them because we had the technology they didn't have. Listen, everybody has it now. Even Iran has it now. Iran has high-tech missile delivery technology. The most advanced Navy on the planet is not ours. I know that's blasphemous for a lot of people to hear, but it's the facts. The most advanced technological Navy on the planet, specifically designed to defeat our Navy, is the Chinese Navy. It is not ours. I'm sorry. I know. I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free in our military, and I love it. Nobody loves A-10 Warthogs more than me. I love it. And the great Ozzy Osbourne videos that go along with them. I love them. I love our military. Listen, I was raised in the military. I wasn't in the military. My dad was a career naval officer. I was raised in the military. I'm a Navy brat. I love the military. I love Will. He fought in the war. I get it. But here's the thing. We're lying to ourselves if we think that our military can win a two-front war against China and Russia, or even a single-front war. China is major. We do not have hypersonic technology. Everybody aware of that? That we don't have technology that China has. Like, a lot of people are like, what are those UFOs flying around that supersonic? Could it be the hypersonic technology that China has? Everyone wants it to be UFOs. Are you sure it's UFOs? Or is it our opposing geopolitical military threats that actually have technology that we don't understand yet? Is that possible? Do you think that's more theoretically, and I'll run this past you. Yeah. Do you think it's more theoretically possible that it's China or Russia with hypersonic technology, not E.T.?
Absolutely.
Phoning home?
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, come on. I hear conservative pundits. UFOs. You really think it's UFOs or hypersonic technology that we don't understand? Could it be that we're falling way behind because all that we care about is making sure that the Army puts out its general orders manual that they give to female soldiers, and then page whatever it is that says, you know what, how do you shower with a fully penis female? That's our military. That's not their military. Their military is specifically designed to defeat ours. And that now Pete Hegseth said something that I haven't heard anybody else say, at least on a regular basis, outside of this podcast. There has been war gaming going on in our military for over a decade. War gaming. And I'm talking about a standard ground war, including war and sea, war out to sea, but ground war, not nuclear. Us versus China, and we've lost every single war game. We haven't won one. That's our own military admitting to that. And what's their priority? Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Mark Milley, wants to understand white rage. That's his priority. Mark Milley wants to understand how there was an insurrection on 1/6 of 21 when there was no insurrection and nobody had a gun. And it's impossible to insurrect a government when you have no firearms. How are you going to defeat the Marine Corps on Capitol Hill? How are you going to do it without a gun? But Mark White Rage Milley wants to understand white rage. Mark Milley, listen, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm starting to hear some nice little possibilities for Mark Milley coming from Pandemic War Room. Well, not it's just War Room now, from Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon's saying, you know what they need to do is call him back to active service and put him in a military tribunal. For why is it that he was calling his Chinese counterparts without permission from the President of the United States, from the Commander-in-Chief, warning them, telling them that he was going to warn them if Trump decided to attack them? What does that sound like to you, Aaron?
Treason.
That sounds like treason, yeah. Does it not? You're not allowed to do that. I'm sorry, whether you like it or not, or whether you consider to be the President of the United States unstable or not, whatever it is that you want to do, 25th Amendment, all those guys, whatever it is, you never have the right to contact our geopolitical military opponent, our adversary, our enemy, and tell them, you know what, don't worry, I'll let you know if Trump's going to attack you. You know what you do if Trump's going to attack them, and then you fulfill your orders or you resign. That's all you got to do. You can resign, not commit treason. Just resign. But Mark Milley was talking to China and telling them, don't worry, I'll warn you if Trump decides to attack you. Even though there was no imminent attack whatsoever, there was never even a thought of an attack. So I'm going to show you this video one more time. Just for the heck of it, MJ Truth Ultra video, just to show you the mess that is our military. And notice now, this is, let's see, where's my nominations? I got my list here. Oh, crap, where is it? Oh, here it is. Oh, this is our new NSA, National Security Advisor right here, Mike Waltz, congressman out of the state of Florida, Mike Waltz. So I got all my nominations sheet here for all the nominations. But anyway, so here he is talking to a high-ranking military official. I just wanted to show this one more time. The U.S. Air Force is paying $90,000 for a $15 bag of bushings. Play it for me.
This, Mr. Secretary, is a bag of bushings. This bag of bushings, stamped out by machinists, don't need a high school diploma. It's not anything high tech about this. All of this bag is compliant with the FAA specifications. How much do you think the Air Force pays for this bag of bushings?
I don't know, Congressman.
$90,000. This is a $90,000 bag of bushings that you need for any jet turbine engine just to operate. So the exorbitant cost due to DOD only buying commercial parts from the OEMs, which is essentially sole source, is literally driving us out of business. I mean, the interest on our debt alone is now exceeding, for the first time in American history, the entire defense budget. We can't afford it anymore.
Did everyone hear that last part? The interest on our $36 trillion debt is more than the entire military budget. We're paying $90,000. Aaron, yeah, put that pick up. Right, oh, that's the perfect pick. If you can get that one right there. There you go. We're paying, let's get this now. And I know you've seen this on this podcast before. This is why we have to have an outsider like Pete Hegseth come in. It's hard for me to say Hegseth. I always want to say something else. But Pete Hegseth, come in. This is why we pay $90,000 for that. That's $12 at Home Depot. We pay 90 grand for that bag. And the person who's talking to Secretary Kendall is the Secretary of the Air Force, who has no idea that we pay $90,000 for a bag of rivets. $90,000 is why you have to have an insider, because Secretary Kendall has had his head inserted up his rectum for decades. This is just normal. They just keep okaying one budget after another. That's okay. How much for a bag of bushings? 90 grand. No problem. Okay. It's not their money. This is why you have to have an outsider actually come in and run the military. All right, let's go to the next one. Michelle America First video. Let me just introduce to you via Ultra MAGA Party video, our new Attorney General, Matt Gaetz. Play for me.
I have other questions. I'm sitting here with my father. I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me and every person he knows and my ability to forever hold a grudge, that you will regret not following my direction. I am sitting here waiting for the call with my father. Sounds like a shakedown, doesn't it, Director?
I'm not going to get into commenting on that.
You seem deeply uncurious about it, don't you? Almost suspiciously uncurious. Are you protecting the Bidens?
Absolutely not. The FBI
You won't answer the question about whether or not that's a shakedown, and everybody knows why you won't answer it. Because to the millions of people who will see this, they know it is. And your inability to acknowledge that is deeply revealing about you. You preside over the FBI that has the lowest level of trust in the FBI's history. People trusted the FBI more when J. Edgar Hoover was running the place than when you are. And the reason is because you don't give straight answers. You give answers that later a court deems aren't true. And then at the end of the day, you won't criticize an obvious shakedown when it's directly in front of us. And it appears as though you're whitewashing the conduct of corrupt people.
Respectfully, Congressman, in your home state of Florida, the number of people applying to come work for us and devote their lives working for us is over 100%.
We're deeply proud of them, and they deserve better than you.
So you look at Ray, never actually answered any of his questions. He comes back with all snark. Comes back with, he doesn't ever answer any of the questions about the obvious shakedown that Matt Gaetz showed him via the WhatsApp communications between Hunter Biden and a Chinese, our geopolitical military number one opponent on the planet, between him and a fossil fuel company out of China. whose president later disappeared into thin air, one of the richest men on the planet, disappeared into thin air. He never answers that question, but he answers back with, Congressman, with all due respect, we're getting a lot of recruits for the FBI out of Florida. What does that even mean? Who cares that you're getting a lot of recruits out of Florida that want to join the FBI? Who cares? Why did you not answer that question? And it's funny because I'm going back to front. Matt Gaetz goes, there was more trust for the FBI under J. Edgar Hoover, who's in the process of transitioning. J. Edgar Hoover was a cross-dressing weirdo pervert. There was more trust under Hoover's administration than Christopher Wray's administration, which is why you'll soon hear Kash Patel will be the new FBI director. It's not been confirmed yet. I don't know why. But anyway, so again, with that WhatsApp message, you're sitting there, and Matt Gaetz is saying, and this is why we have to have Matt Gaetz. He's saying to the FBI director, you have a communication on a WhatsApp message between Hunter Biden and China. I'm sitting here waiting for my next $5 million installment. The man sitting next to me is the president of the United States, or at the time, vice president of the United States. And between him and my never-ending ability to take revenge, I'm going to get my money. And as Matt Gaetz said, now again, this was years ago. Why has this never been investigated? Isn't that an obvious shakedown? Imagine if that was Don Jr. sitting there, or Eric Trump sitting there with Donald Trump. They would all be in prison already. They'd be in prison in 10 minutes. There'd be warrants issued for their arrest. They'd be put in prison without any bail. But here we are, years and years later, after that WhatsApp message, nothing has been done. No AG has done anything. There's no judiciary hearings done anything. Of course, the FBI hasn't done anything. Department of Justice has done nothing. Monaco's done nothing. Garland's done nothing. They've all done nothing. This is why, again, you don't have a career DOJ official take over the DOJ. That's why you stay as far away from the Pompeos and the Haleys and the Bill Barrs as possible, coning back in on the DOJ. That's why you bring in somebody who has never been in the DOJ. That's exactly what you do. A skilled attorney, an absolute fire breather, but has never been corrupted by the office he's about to take over. Because by the time you're about to take over those positions, you have had to have basically sacrificed all human dignity and all integrity and become a perjurious liar like Christopher Wray. So you've got to put in a fire-breathing outsider like Matt Gaetz. And this is what needs to happen. That all of these people need to be treated like this, with no more respect than Matt Gaetz treated Christopher Wray. Because again, Christopher Wray raided Mar-a-Lago. And we're going to treat him with respect. Christopher Wray rifled through Melania Trump's underwear drawer. Like, he didn't, his agents did, so he did it. Christopher Wray did those things. Christopher Wray charged Donald Trump, or the DOJ charged Donald Trump, with being in possession of classified documents that he's allowed to be in possession of. That's like charging me with being in possession of my own driver's license. And we're charging you with that. And by the way, that's a silly sort of example, but I can flat out tell you this. If I was a resident of New York and I did this podcast, and say I was a bigger podcast, say I was as big as Bannon or something like that. And you're like, we've heard all this before. Here comes the blue jurisdiction. Yeah, you're right. Here it comes. That's why you have to have an outsider as an AG. They could charge me with being in possession of my own driver's license in the state of New York, and I could go to prison for 20 years. Like, Tom, there's no statute. What would stop it? Again, I tell you, what would stop it? If they put down on a probable cause affidavit, I was a cop for 25 years. I filled out, I don't know how many probable cause affidavits. They put it on, Tom Leip was criminally in possession of his own driver's license. Who's going to stop it? If they wanted to get me, who would stop it? Prosecutor would file it. The judge, and the prosecutor would set up a grand jury. Everybody's blue prosecutor, blue judge, blue grand jury. This is before I can even put on a defense. You all realize that you have no right to a defense at the grand jury level. So I get indicted. They're always so excited. Donald Trump's been indicted. Navarro's been indicted. Bannon's been indicted. It takes nothing to indict anybody. You can't even defend yourself at an indictment. So anything, like the old statement says, you can indict a ham sandwich. Anything can be indicted. Anybody can be indicted. So they can indict me for being in possession of my own driver's license. So, and by the time I go to trial, there hasn't been a Republican involved yet. And then I get not only did I get a Democratic Party grand jury, then I get a Democratic Party jury. And then find me guilty of a crime that doesn't exist, which is what Donald Trump's 34 felony counts which has been postponed again, the ruling by Judge Juan Merchan about his immunity in this case has been postponed. Shocking. Thought everybody was above the law. Why is it that Jack Smith now? Jack Smith is now postponing all of his various litigations. Wonder why that? I thought nobody was above the law. Why aren't you going after him now, Jackie? Curious. Western Lensman video. NBC News reports the general vibe around Washington, D.C., especially with the Gates appointment, is this. Play for me, Will.
Well, Julie, let's talk about some of the picks that you just ran through. Matt Gaetz, Tulsi Gabbard, Pete Hegseth. Do you think that they are confirmable at this point? What's the buzz on the Hill right now?
Well, I mean, I hope you don't forgive me for saying this, Kristen, but the general vibe on the Hill right now is WTF. People are shocked at the news of Gaetz, especially. I feel like I couldn't even get around to getting reaction on Tulsi Gabbard when this pick of Gaetz came down the pike. Senators, Republican lawmakers even, one of them in a closed-door meeting, said, oh, my God, when they saw the post from Donald Trump. Several senators, I just ran into Lindsey Graham, for example, who kind of brushed me off and said he didn't speak to Trump yet. We'll see, he said, if Gaetz is confirmable, if he's a good pick. Chuck Grassley, who's going to be the top Republican on the Judiciary Committee, working very closely with the next attorney general, he really didn't have anything to say. He stood there for 30 seconds just completely baffled when reporters told him about this. Others like Collins, Murkowski, those who are seen to deflect from whatever Trump tries to do, their press handlers basically pushing us aside. And it is because look at who Gaetz is. He's currently under investigation by the House Ethics Committee for some of these personal misgivings that he's been a part of, some of the things that the federal government has investigated him on and later dropped charges on. He is still very much being investigated by that House committee, a bipartisan sentiment across the aisle is they really can't believe that Gaetz is the one who ended up with this top job. And the question of if he's confirmable, well, you talk about all these picks. This really is the biggest test between Senate Republicans and Trump, and a test of their allyship to him, too.
It sure is, Julie. It's well put. Ken.
This is that video that I told you was coming. It's the Bongino plan. Basically, she said, I was just trying to wrap my head around Tulsi Gabbard being DNI, and he comes out with the Matt Gaetz boy. That's what we want. Good. They don't know what to report on. There's so much absolute calamity in their eyes. It's for eyes. It's all perfection. I mean, come on. It's all perfection. But there's so much calamity in their eyes. They don't know what calamitous activity to even report on. Great. Let them just shuffle around and do absolutely nothing. And this, here's the list so far that I have. And if there are, Aaron, you know more, let me know. DHS Secretary is Kristi Noem. Ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee. White House Counsel, Joseph McGinley. CIA Director, John Ratcliffe, which is a great choice. Kristi Noem is a great choice. Huckabee is a great choice. So if I don't say it's a great choice, I don't know the person. We don't like this one. Envoy to Middle East, Stephen Witkoff, I don't know him. NSA, Mike Waltz, good choice. EPA Director, Lee Zeldin, great choice. I don't know Mike Waltz well enough to say great choice yet. I don't know, but he's done great from what I've seen. Ambassador to UN, Elise Stefanik, good choice. Border Czar, Tom Homan, maybe the best choice of all so far. Gaetz is now right there. The outside, the administration, DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, Elon Musk, and Vivek Ramaswamy. That sounds so fantastic. I don't know. I can't contain myself. It's like Christmas Day. Aaron and I are going to buy Dogecoin just as symbolic support of the Doge committee.
I got 800.
Okay, there you go. So Aaron's already bought in. So there you go. He's hoping to cash in. He's hoping to cash in like people did with Bitcoin. So anyway, it's such a great thing to know that these two businessmen are going to be severing trillions of dollars off of our debts and deficits. AG, Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz has resigned from Congress today. I mean, a little presumptuous because he hasn't been confirmed, but here's the deal. Let me just say this, and we'll get to we're getting to Thune in a minute. Okay, we'll get to Thune in a minute. But Trump has probably worked out something with Thune, who's a Trump-hating leftist, just so we all know. That's who's now leading the Senate. We win this landslide election. We have this absolute mandate, this MAGA mandate. We have it. And what do we get as senatorial leadership? Rhino Republicans. Amazing. Because nobody outside, how many people voted for Rick Scott? Does anybody know? 13. 13 people voted for Rick Scott out of 53. 13 people. The rest were split up between the two anti-Trump rhinos, Cornyn and Thune. Here's the thing. Most Republicans are, I don't mean They're pretending. I mean, we all know that John Thune voted for Kamala Harris. We know he did. We know Mitt Romney voted for Kamala Harris. Collins, Murkowski voted for Kamala Harris. Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell. They all voted for Kamala Harris. John Cornyn voted for Kamala Harris. Rob Portman. We know he voted for Kamala. People like that. Portman's not around anymore. But those people like that, we all know who they vote for. Ben Sasse never voted for Donald Trump a day in his life. None of these people do. They are actually Democrats. They're not Republicans at all. I'm telling you, I have a great MAGA neighbor that I talk to on a regular basis. I don't want to say his name because I don't know if people really want their name said on the show. But anyway, or be affiliated with me in any way, shape, or form. But anyway, so I bought this today, and he was like mildly hopeful about John Thune. Don't be hopeful at all. He's a absolute Trump-hating Democrat. I'm telling you, he's not a Republican at all. What makes you Republican? If you're Adam Kinzinger, if you are anti-MAGA, how are you a Republican when you're not Make America Great Again or America First? How are you a Republican? How are you a Republican when you vote for people to slaughter the unborn, to mutilate children, sex traffic children across the southern border, to defund the police, defund our military, lop off body parts of children, have an open southern border, hyperinflation and huge government? That's what Liz Cheney just voted for. Kinzinger voted for that. All of these, Dick Cheney just voted. We know the Bushes voted for it. These people are not Republicans. Again, what it is they are holding on to seats. Listen, John Thune is the Senate, one of the two senators out of the state of South Dakota where Kristi Noem's governor. Those are two very solid Republican seats. They will never be Democrat, ever. So what people like John Thune do is they go back to their home states and they lie. Aaron, what's his liberty rating? Was he 51 or 54?
51.
So he was the least of the three.
Yeah.
He was the confirm that, so we get it right. Yeah, Aaron will get it right. So you had three people running. Rick Scott has an 86% liberty rating. John Cornyn has a 54% liberty rating. So
yeah,
John Cornyn, you got it?
Yep.
So John Cornyn, 46% of the time, votes with Kamala Harris. 46% of the time. And now we elect John Thune as our majority leader in the Senate. For all of Trump's confirmations, for all of Trump's bills that are going to be passed, all the financing we need for the new administration, we put John Thune in charge, who has a 51% liberty rating. So 49% of the time, he votes with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. And that he calls himself Republican. How exactly are you a Republican if you're Mike Johnson and you fund abortion to the tune of $600 million a year for Planned Parenthood, and you fund transgender surgeries for minors, lopping off their penises, breasts, and testicles, and giving them Lupron, and funding transgender surgeries for illegals and for prisoners? How exactly are you a Republican? They're not. I'm telling you, they're not. But what happens is they go back and they lie to their constituencies, tell them that they're conservative. Most people, listen, because they have lives and because they're busy, sometimes because they're a little lazy, they're low propensity voters, low information voters. So John Thune goes back, campaigns in South Dakota, and he tells them all that he's this right-wing conservative zealot, and then goes back and legislates with Chuck Schumer. It's exactly what happens. I'm going to show you a video in a minute where Chuck Schumer says exactly that. Then me and Johnny have worked together many times. How do you work together with a devil and call yourself a conservative? How do you work with somebody left of Stalin and call yourself a Republican? Man, I'm not doing good on time, guys. It's already 9:41. How many slides have I gone through, Will?
Four.
I uploaded 40-something slides. I've been through four. I've gotten through 10%. That's horrible. And I'm 41 minutes into a show. It's supposed to be 1 hour. All right, so let's move on. So I have to show you this. Okay, that's enough on the appointments for a minute. I gave you just in case I missed some. Matt Gaetz, AG, DNI, Tulsi Gabbard, Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, FBI Director, supposed to be Cash Patel. That is the rumor. But I'm kind of learning not to put out those rumors because they end up being wrong a lot of the time. So, I mean, that's the thing. That's why, like, if you put them on the chat, I got to know, got to be like double check them, because I was actually putting it out myself on the one podcast. Cause I don't know, a couple podcasts ago, ooh, this person's been appointed. They weren't. And then Big Tommy looks like a big dumb dumb. So anyway, so here, let's move on. I have to show you this now. Why is it that we need somebody like Matt Gaetz as an AG? Why do we need somebody like this? Because we need true justice. We don't need the FBI and the ATF as brown shirts for the globalists and Democratic Party. We don't need that anymore. Look at what just happened. Play it for me, Will.
CEO's phone and electronics early this morning, about a week after the election betting platform predicted President-elect Donald Trump's win. The 26-year-old CEO was woken up at his home by U.S. law enforcement officers who demanded his phone and electronics, according to a source for the New York Post. A reason was not provided for the incident.
One.
That's an insurrection Barbie video, and he or she titles it, gee, that's not suspicious. The Polymarket company, the 26-year-old CEO, gets raided by the FBI? For what? You know, for what exactly? See the table? CEO? Will's just talking about it? He gets raided. Nobody knows for what reason. Why is nobody on the left being raided? I'm just curious. Why is it that Joe Biden was actually found in possession of 1,850 boxes of compartmented classified information that wasn't in a secured skiff behind Secret Service guns? And he was pardoned by special counsel Herr. He was pardoned because he was too stupid to face trial, is what the guy said. I'm being meaner, but that's what he said. He says he's a well-meaning old man who can't remember anything. But don't worry, he's still the president of the United States with his finger 1 inch from the nuclear button. But anyway, we can't have it anymore. And if you bring in somebody with the right reputation to who? This is what I always say in church all the time. If a stupid person calls you stupid, what does that make you? If a liar calls you a liar, what does it make you? If an ignoramus calls you ignorant, what does it make you? The opposite of what they're calling you. So you don't want some approved person, because the approved person is actually disapproved when it comes to morality. Because we've got to have an AG that's not going to raid their political opponent's house. And Polymarket is Vegas. So Polymarket just put out the odds of Trump v. Biden winning and losing a race. Remember, we put him out all the time. 55% chance of winning, 60% chance of winning, 58% chance of winning. All those, well, his home got raided. Just like the CEO of CETIP. Why? Explain to me how. Tell us what these charges are. That we know what the charges are? Supporting Donald Trump. And Polymarket didn't even support Donald Trump. They just put out the odds. They feel, I guess they, are they going to do the same thing to him as the memers that they're arresting? You influenced the direction, the election by putting out odds. Okay, so now I guess that means you're going to arrest Rasmussen. I guess you're going to arrest the woman who put out the, remember the awesome Seltzer poll coming out of Iowa that showed Kamala Harris winning by 10 points in Iowa. I guess you're going to arrest her, right, for influencing the election and insurrectionist? Is that going to happen now? Or any other liberal pollster? Are they all going to be arrested now, too? Because they all put out the same thing Polymarket did. They all put out odds. Nate Silver, people like that. Are you going to arrest them now? No, because if you're a liberal, you can do whatever you want. You can do exactly as we showed you before. You put out a meme that says, text Hillary to win, you get arrested. If you put out text Trump to win, you get ignored. We can't have it anymore. We've got to have a real police officer, a real law enforcement officer, who is the number one law enforcement officer in America, is the Attorney General of the United States of America, and needs to be Matt Gaetz. That's why. So we don't see the next day, our political, for us, political allies, but for the Democrats, their political enemies being raided every day. I mean, there's so many people that Trump has to pardon as soon as he takes office. All the people that have been arrested for standing outside of an abortion clinic, they didn't violate the FACE Act. FACE Act means that you obstruct people from getting in. You're not obstructing people from getting in. Standing out there praying, that's all anybody's ever done. Nobody that's been arrested under the FACE Act has violated the FACE Act. Again, but this comes back to what I've told you. It doesn't matter whether you violated it or not. They just say that you did. There's no evidence that you did. There's no elements that meet the crime that say that you did. But yet they arrest you anyway, charge you anyway, and find you guilty anyway, and send you into prison like the family that we showed for 3.5 years for violating the FACE Act. The woman never touched anybody, never stopped anybody from getting an abortion. And she's in prison for 3.5 years. This has to end. All right, where the heck am I? Where am I at? Still, well, roaming. Still roaming video. Oh, here's Eric Swallow's response to Gaetz being nominated. Play it for me.
More confidence than you probably would think I should have, that the Senate is never going to let this see the light of day.
And on Monday, Trump made clear that he'll use the recess appointments. Do you think that, do you not believe him, or do you not think that Matt Gaetz is eligible for a recess appointment?
I believe that such an unserious appointment like this by appointing somebody who clearly would abuse the power at the Department of Justice has to move senators to not allow a recess appointment, because this would just wreak chaos on the American criminal justice system. So again, I don't want people to get too spun up about this. I don't want to ruin how this is going to end. But the spoiler alert is Matt Gaetz is not going to be the attorney general. I actually, knowing Donald Trump, and I have been on this guy for 8 years, Russia investigation, impeachment. I have my own lawsuit against.
So what's funny is he goes at the end. Now, first of all, he's saying that Matt Gaetz is going to abuse power. And at the end of his little speech there, he starts talking about the various illegal investigations he was a part of, where he and the DOJ and the Judiciary Committee was abusing their power. So once again, he's accusing Matt Gaetz of possibly doing what he's already done and is currently doing. The two impeachments? Let's go to the second impeachment. How do you impeach a president who's no longer president? But Eric Swalwell did that. Swalwell impeached a president who's no longer president. So he impeached a man who was not even president. And then he impeached Donald Trump for a phone call with Volodymyr Zelensky. Nothing, of course, ever happened. He's found innocent on both impeachments. So he's sitting there talking about that Matt Gaetz is going to abuse power. When Eric Swalwell was part of the collusion hoax, he just said investigating Donald Trump with Russia. What did Donald Trump ever do with Russia? You listen, Swalwell, you dedicated 40 FBI agents, $42 million. You had the lovebirds, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. You had them. You had Robert Mueller. You had everybody. $40 million, 41 agents, numerous attorneys. And you found Jack Squat, who was abusing power. You were. And then you're accusing somebody else of abusing power or of possibly abusing power in the future. And he says Matt Gaetz is unserious. Who was it that was carrying on a long-term sexual relationship with Fang Fang, the Chinese spy? Swallows well. You were. You did that. We didn't do it. Gaetz didn't do it. Oh, Gaetz was investigated for this or that. Gaetz was absolutely framed. It was all shown completely exonerated. You, on the other hand, swallows well. When they went to go talk to your girlfriend, Fang Fang, she had already fled for China, hasn't been seen since. Shall we compare cases? Shall we do that? We also had Dianne Feinstein, who had a chauffeur that was a CCP spy for 20 years. So we want to talk about unserious, swallows well. There's nobody more. There's nobody on Capitol Hill considered less serious than you outside of maybe AOC. And there's nobody dumber outside of maybe Rashida Tlaib than you. Nobody. And it's just so funny that all these guys are always they're always talking about foreign treachery, people being influenced by Russians, and he's the one that's having sex with a Chinese spy. Amazing. Again, accusing you of that which they are currently doing themselves. All right, Elon Musk post. All actions, here's the Doge Department. All actions of the Department of Government Efficiency will be posted online for maximum transparency. Look at that. We're going to see everything. Anytime the public thinks we are cutting something important or not cutting something wasteful, just let us know. That's different than the last 4 years, is it not? That's quite different, isn't it? Quite different than how our Senate Majority Leader was just elected via a secret ballot. A little different, isn't it? Seems like Elon Musk is more a Republican than all of the people that voted for John Thune and John Cornyn, which was everybody but 13, everybody but 13 people. So 40 people voted for him. I'd like to know who it is. I want them all to own it. We already know, by the way, who didn't vote for him, because the 13 that said that they did, I've already said before they voted, that's who I'm voting. I'm voting for Rick Scott. So we already know who didn't vote for him. If Ted Cruz voted for Thune, Ted Cruz needs to be primaried out of existence, because Ted Cruz is a fake and a fraud, just like Thune. He's voting. If you vote for a fraud, what are you? You are a fraud. Last thing Elon said, we will also have a leaderboard for most insanely dumb spending of your tax dollars. Great. Absolutely. Absolutely perfect. Which, by the way, hey, Will, while we're on this is going to be tough now. Oh, this is the last slide of the show. Robbie Starbuck video. Oh, you think we need a Department of Government Efficiency? See if you find that for me here. Are you ready? Did you say you're ready? Play it for me.
There's an old saying, nothing good happens after 2 a.m. Well, this morning at 2:23, Congress released a monster 1,012-page bill with a $1 trillion price tag. They're rushing to pass the bill before you have a chance to read it. Why? Well, because it's full of pork. And we've been digging through it. And here's what you're paying for. Liz Warren is spending $850,000 on a gay senior citizen home in Boston. Florida has the Villages. Massachusetts has the Village People. We're spending $15 million to pay for Egyptians' college tuition. Egyptian tuition, not Egyptians who live in America. Egyptians in Egypt. Egyptian tuition. So we pay for illegals to go to college here, and now we're paying for the tuition before, I guess, they even cross the border. Speaking of Egypt, Gold Bar Bob's sending $400,000 to a gay activist group that teaches elementary school kids about being trans. Not enough to keep you out of jail, Gold Bar. Sorry. Another $400,000 goes to a group that gives clothes to teens that help them hide their gender, like chest binders and tuckums. Parental permission not required. Even Dianne Feinstein, who unfortunately passed away long before the bill was written, has an earmark from the grave. $500,000 for a DEI zoo. The San Diego Zoo's getting $500,000 for an anti-racist nature appreciation program where high school kids from diverse backgrounds can observe wildlife. Why do they need $500,000 to go to the zoo? Tickets are like 15 bucks. That should be enough for every congressman, especially the Republicans, to vote no. But this massive bill will probably be on Biden's desk this weekend, and he'll just sign your money away. Poof.
$1.1 trillion for that. Just so you know, in this multi-thousand-dollar policy initiative, this multi-thousand-page bill that nobody could ever read, ever, and that, of course, is on purpose, just like our elections, flood our elections with unadjudicated ballots that you don't have time to adjudicate before the vote, before the election, must be certified. Same thing here. Biden's trying to get this through at the last minute. Again, let's go over the numbers. Liz Warren, Pocahontas, she's putting forward $850,000 for a gay senior citizens home. $15 million going for Egyptians' college tuitions in Egypt. Explain that to me. Gold Bar Bob Menendez, $400,000 for a gay activist group. Another $400,000 for clothes to hide juvenile people under the age of 18, kids' genders, and parents aren't going to be notified for it. Feinstein from the grave, $500,000 for a DEI zoo. What does that mean, that you're going to have diversity, equity, inclusion lions? Lions have to pass DEI exams or DEI requirements? What exactly is that? This is why we have to have Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy doing the whole Doge thing. This has to happen. I never can remember. The Department of Government Efficiency. We can actually go on their website and say, hey, you know what? Here's the most ridiculous thing you haven't cut yet. Here's one. Liz Warren's $850,000 for a gay senior home. Oh, $15 million so I can pay for the college tuitions of various Egyptians. Gold Bar Bob putting out $400K for a gay activist group. And you can put that on Elon's website, on the Doge website, and it's updated every day. You don't think, let's all ask this question together, shall we? You think Elon will keep up with it? Yeah. Yeah, you ever seen his rockets land? Which NASA hasn't been able to do. 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2010, all the way now. For 60 years, they couldn't do it. When did Elon Musk even start playing around with rockets? A decade ago, maybe? He does in 10 years what NASA couldn't do in 60. And NASA astronauts and cosmonauts get stuck in space. Who has to go get them? NASA? No, Elon Musk goes gets them. And the left calls him evil. Don't think so. All right, where the heck am I, Will? Benny Johnson. Here we go. Benny Johnson video. Flashback. Incoming. CIA. Here's John Ratcliffe. Here's our incoming CIA director. Fire breather. Let's check it. Play it for me.
The approximately 50,000 text messages that I've seen with your personal beliefs like F Trump, stop Trump, impeach Trump. Go ahead and confirm on the record that none of that occurred on an official FBI device or on official FBI time. Go ahead and do that.
Sir, no, they did. Many of them did.
Oh, they did. Okay, so
50,000, sir.
So really, no, I'll give you a chance at the end. So what you really meant to say was that when you said you never crossed that bright, inviolable line, what you meant to say was, except for 50,000 times, except for hundreds of times a day where I went back and forth expressing my personal opinions about effing Trump and stopping Trump and impeaching Trump on official FBI phones, on official FBI time. Other than that, you never crossed that line. I'm sure there are 13,000 FBI agents out there that are beaming with pride at how clearly you've drawn that line. Agent Strzok, are you starting to understand why some folks out there don't believe a word you say and why it's especially troubling that you, of all people, are at the center of the three highest profile investigations in recent times that involve President Trump and that you were in charge of an investigation investigating, gathering evidence against Donald Trump, a subject that you hated, that you wanted to F him, to stop him, to impeach him? And do you see why that might call into question everything you've touched on all of those investigations? Chairman, I'm done with this witness, and I yield back.
New CIA director, John Ratcliffe. Great choice by Donald Trump. Fantastic choice. John Ratcliffe is the real deal. He's a genuine conservative, a genuine Republican, like Matt Gaetz, like Tulsi Gabbard, even though she's a brand new Republican. She is a genuine one. We have Peter Strzok there, who put him and his girlfriend, he was cheating on his wife with Lisa Page, the attorney. Now, remember, this is the guy. This is why we have to have a new AG. I know I'm meshing this all together, but this is why we have to have a new AG that's in charge of people like Peter Strzok so that Peter Strzok gets fired. The interesting thing is, we covered this on last night's podcast, those 50,000 F Trump texts that was sent to his adulteress, he just got a $1.5 million settlement because they were erroneously released. The FBI gave him and Lisa Page $1 million each because they were improperly disclosed. He sent them on his FBI phone. You know who owns his FBI phone? Will does. Aaron does. I do. You do. You can't be improperly disclosed when we own the phone that it was disclosed on. Mm-hmm. That's why you don't do stuff like that on your work phone. Listen, I can testify to this. I know, because a lot of people got fired at the sheriff's office that I worked at because they did things via departmental communiques and got caught. And it's all public record. And this is the guy in charge of the collusion hoax investigation. Special agent in charge. So you have the person investigating you hate you. The person who's investigating you is your political opponent. The person investigating you said we have an insurance policy to keep you out of office. The person investigating you said he won't allow you to be elected. That's all in his 50,000 F Trump texts. So I always want to say, I said this in the last podcast, because they're always saying Trump's a convicted felon. All right, let's reverse all the titles here. If I, as a Republican, brought in Democrats into Republican courts, and we said, and the Democrats got convicted in a Republican court, would you, as a Democrat, consider that person to be a convicted felon? If they were convicted in a red court, red jury, a red judge, red prosecutor, would you then consider that person to be a convicted felon? No. They just do it so they can label you, so they can besmirch you, so they can defame you, even kill you. He's a 34-time convicted felon, and he's running for president, and then we got a shooter on the roof at Butler, Pennsylvania. A roof that wasn't guarded at all, but I digress. That'll be 30 minutes, so I won't do that. But anyway, let's go. Now, here's Cash Patel. This is a Nanley Marie Karasimi video. Cash is who we need for FBI director. Play it for me.
The FBI's footprint has gotten so freaking big, and the biggest problem the FBI has had has come out of its intel shops. I'd break that component out of it. I'd shut down the FBI Hoover building on day one and reopening the next day as a museum of the deep state. And I'd take the 7,000 employees that work in that building and send them across America to chase down criminals. Go be cops. You're cops. Go be cops. Go chase down murderers and drug dealers and violent offenders. What do you need 7,000 people there for? Same thing with DOJ. What are all these people doing here? Looking for their next government promotion, looking for their next fancy government title, looking for their parachute out of government. So while you're bringing in the right people, you also have to shrink government.
That's who needs to be the next FBI director. It's obvious. Hopefully all the rumors are true. And I love it. The day one, he's going to shut down the Hoover building, dispatch all the 7,000 employees in a building. 7,000 people. What do they do? Can anybody answer that question? What do they freaking do all day? They sit there and they butt kiss and bootlick and try to get the next government promotion inside of the DC establishment cesspool swamp. That's all they do. Just like we described last night on the podcast, the DC court system. Everybody knows each other. And everybody goes to school with each other. Everybody's married to one another. There's acceptable culture and there's unacceptable culture. Accepted culture is prosecute Trump, prosecute J6 defendants, give enhanced sentences to J6 defendants. If you don't do those things, you're no longer accepted in the culture. Therefore, you're no longer going to be invited to cocktail parties. You're never going to be promoted. Your kids aren't going to be accepted to Columbia. So all of them, they lie and they cheat. They falsely prosecute people. They falsely convict people so that they can stay established in the establishment. That is what I'm sad. Listen, it's like I told you earlier. I'm sorry if it's blasphemous to you to hear that we don't have the number one we don't have the number one Navy on the planet anymore. We don't have it. China does, technologically speaking. The truth of the matter is the United States is no longer a constitutional republic. It is run out of Washington, D.C. that voted 92.5% for Kamala Harris, 92, and all of them are owned by each other, and they're all incestuously connected to one another, both politically, familiarly, in their own families, politically, in their families, jobs, employment, all dependent on you will tote this line. I'm talking about judges. If you don't find Republicans guilty, you won't be a judge for very long there, and you're going to lose your $250,000 a year job, $400,000 a year job like Anthony Fauci. You're going to lose your job if you don't find Republicans guilty. Those are judges, folks, that are deciding life and death for people, taking away their liberties. J6 defendants are still sitting there now, over 100 of them sitting there. It is. What's the date today, Aaron? November what?
It is the 13th.
November 13th of 2024. The insurrection, the Fedsurrection occurred January 6th of 2021. There's people still sitting in the D.C. Metro jail for what? Even after the Enron ruling that said they were falsely prosecuted under a false criminal charge and should be released immediately. Not only are they not releasing everybody, they're recharging the people they're releasing. Because if you don't do that, then you're going to lose your judgeship. You're going to lose your prosecutor position. It's like Michael Fanone from the DC Metro Police, Mr. Capital, Mr. J6 hero that wasn't a hero, nothing but a coward. His daddy is a Washington swamp leftist Trump never ending Trump accuser. Endlessly sues Donald Trump. That's who Fanone is. If you want to stay, that's who rules over us. That's who tells you to put a mask on. That's who tells you to stand 6 feet apart. That's who tells you that butchering the unborn is fine. That lopping off penises, breasts, and testicles of 12-year-olds is perfectly fine because they are demonic people that actually worship at the altar of whatever Baals they worship at whatever Ezra poles they worship at. That's who these people are. And we're saying no more to this. We want Elon Musk telling us, you know what? That's waste. We want it. We want the JFK files right in front of us. We want the Fauci files right in front of us. We want the collusion hoax files right in front of us. We want the Jack Smith files right in front of us. The Shutkin files right in front of us. The Letitia James files right in front of us. We want it all. And we'll make our own decisions. Thank you very much. That's what we want. All right, let's go to this atrocity, which is John Thune is now the Senate Majority Leader. What a freaking joke. I mean, I'm so, listen, not on the pulpit. I've made a promise to my wife and to everybody, and to Aaron, really, that I wouldn't drop cuckboy anymore from the pulpit. Because, listen, for me, cuckboy, I'm not talking about a man watching his wife have sex. I'm talking with another dude. When I say cuckboy, I mean somebody who's a spineless little worm of a human being. That is John Thune. John Thune, 51% liberty rating, so 49% of the time, he votes with AOC and Chuck Schumer. And now he's going to lead the Trump initiatives? He's going to lead the Trump mandate? He's going to lead the MAGA movement from the Senate when he hates MAGA? Again, that's like putting Hitler in charge of the Jewish Community Center. It's like putting a pedophile in charge of a nursery school. It's like being tried by your political adversaries who hate you. That's who's running the Trump agenda in the Senate now. And you're like, Tom, couldn't you be nicer and give him a chance? No, I'm not giving him a chance. I'm not going to have any choice, but he's going to be the majority leader. There's nothing I can do about it. But I'm not giving him a chance. I'm not going to let bygones be bygones. He hated Trump. He wanted Pence to run instead of Trump. He wanted another option in 2024 other than Trump. He refused to say that he would support Donald Trump if he ran for president. And this is the guy who's now going to actually bring forth all of Trump's agenda items. This is the guy that's actually going to put them in place. We all know that's not the case. We've been dealing with Mitch McConnell for, well, the 4 years of Donald Trump and the 4 years since. And this is Mitch McConnell, just another example. And I'm getting this from Bannon's War Room. Is Mitch McConnell purposely kept the Senate in session for every day for the 4 years of the Trump administration? What's the big deal about that, Tom? It seems like they're hard workers. No. Because if you go out of session, you can do what's called recess appointments. Recess appointments means that you don't need a confirmation hearing. They're out of recess. They're on recess, so I don't need a it's actually a political tactic that every president has used, going all the way back to the Bushes and everybody else. You do recess appointments. Oh, what? And it's actually done on purpose by the party that's in charge, because the party that's in charge of the Senate can call recesses. So if you are the party in charge, say you're, you know, the Republicans, and you got a Republican president, you're going to call a bunch of recesses, because then you don't have to need confirmation hearing, because when the Senate is in recess, you can't have a confirmation hearing. So it's what's called a recess appointment. That makes sense, Aaron?
Yes.
Yep. So what happened was Mitch McConnell didn't want Trump to be able to make any recess appointments. So he kept the Senate in session for four straight years without ever missing a day. So Mitch McConnell's on our side. John Thune, who's handpicked by Mitch McConnell, is on our side. All right, so here he is at his presser after being confirmed as Senate Majority Leader. Now, notice the people behind him: Tom Cotton, Tim Scott, all the cuck boy cowards, ankle grabbing, butt cheek grabbing leftists that masquerade as right wingers. Bobby D. Video: I have to say, I felt stabbed earlier today by our Senate, and then I watched this. Well, you know what? You should still feel stabbed. Play it for me.
We have the team assembled. Good afternoon, and thank you all for being here. It's a new day in the United States Senate, and it's a new day in America. The American people have loudly rejected the failed policies of the Biden-Harris-Schumer agenda. And this Republican team is united. We are on one team. We are excited to reclaim the majority and to get to work with our colleagues in the House to enact President Trump's agenda. We have a mandate from the American people, a mandate not only to clean up the mess left by the Biden-Harris-Schumer agenda, but also to deliver on President Trump's priorities. We will make sure that the president and his team have the tools and the support that they need to enforce border security laws and to remove the violent criminals who are wreaking havoc in every one of our states. We will work to make America prosperous again by streamlining the bureaucratic machine and overturning costly Biden-Harris regulations. And we will work to restore American energy dominance, not just our energy security, but energy dominance, which will lower costs and bolster our national security. I'm excited to get to work with this team right away. And I want to thank my colleagues who placed their faith in me to serve as leader, and to those who were supporting another candidate. I promise to be a leader who serves the entire Republican conference.
One. Now notice who's standing there with him. You got Cuckboy Lankford, Cuckboy Cotton, Cuckboy Scott. That's who these people, absolutely, I'm telling you, James Lankford's the one who put forward, James Lankford, who worked together with Chuck Schumer to put together the border security bill that allows 5,000 illegals to cross our border per day. Remember some of the rules of that? I'll just go on the 5,000. What were the 5,000 that were allowed in? You only started to count the 5,000 if the only people that counted towards the 5,000 were Mexicans and Canadians. So everybody else would get in. So that would still manage to allow in 15,000 people a day. That's who, see little Lankford back there, a little weasel face right there. See him? That's Cuckboy Lankford, senator out of Oklahoma, who goes home and campaigns as a right winger, then legislates as a left winger and works with Chuck Schumer. Oh, we can't. Aren't we all supposed to work together? No, you're not supposed to be yoked together with unbelievers. What do righteousness and wickedness have in common, or what fellowship can light have with darkness? How can you come together for a border security bill when the person you're working with believes in open borders so that they can facilitate a mass migration for their own voting constituency? Absolutely. Look how pathetic Cotton looks right there. He's supposed to be a fire breather. And then you got Cuckboy Thune. 49% of the time he votes against us, and that's our Senate. That's the guy who's going to implement the MAGA agenda through the Senate, who's going to do the confirmations. It really is unbelievable. I mean, this is why, see all these idiots that are standing around him? They all need to be voted out of office. They're fake. They are actually Democrats. I mean, really. And here's the thing. I use this all the time, but Aaron, I've never been there. Aaron's been there and watched the Senate floor. Yeah. Everybody that you think are these absolute opponents and enemies, they love each other. I'm serious. Like, you think that Chuck Schumer and John Thune are, no, they're not enemies. They're cocktail buddies. All of them are. All of them, people like Thune and Lankford, they have this ideology in their mind. And what it is, you know, we know better than everybody else. That's number one. Number two is, us coming together and making decisions that are neither right wing nor left wing, but are always end up being left wing, are the right thing to do. And what people like Thune and Cotton and Scott and Lankford, they're put in place so that you believe somebody is there fighting for you. But if you ever notice, we never gain any ground until an outsider comes in like Donald Trump, who overturns Roe v. Wade, moves the embassy to Jerusalem, has four peace deals inside of the Middle East, closes the border where it's zero people crossing. None of that ever happens until the outsider comes in, because the insane are running the asylum right here. The inmates are running the asylum. These are all leftists put in place to make the leftist agenda more palatable to people like you and I. And all of us have woken up. That's why we keep voting for the outsiders. Because we don't, listen, Thune is no different than Chuck Schumer. I remember when my pastor, Rodney R. Brown, used to talk about two heads of the same snake, Republican and Democratic Party. I'm like, that's a little overboard, Pastor Rodney. I think there's good Republican. No, there's not. 90% of Republicans are simply Democrats masquerading as Republicans. Again, so that you think that there is a synergistic tension. Somebody's in D.C. and there's people there fighting for me, and they're fighting for my agenda against the people who are fighting for the opposition agenda. And sometimes we win, and sometimes we lose. Do you notice how we never win? We always lose. We're $36 trillion in debt. We never win. We have an open border, endless wars, military-industrial complex being fed, Ukraine war, Israeli war, China and Taiwan. We never actually win. Don't you? Who wins? Who gets rich every day? Right here. That's it. We don't win. Here, listen to this. Here's Dee Valerie video. Here's Schumer about John Thune today. Play it for me.
Mr. President, I have just been told that Senator John Thune will be the next Republican leader in the Senate. I congratulate Senator Thune on being chosen by his colleagues as the next Republican leader. I look forward to working with him. We've done many bipartisan things here in the Senate together, and I hope that continues. As you know, I strongly believe that bipartisanship is the best and often the only way to get things done in the Senate.
It's never bipartisan. It's always leftist. Have you ever noticed that nothing ends up in our favor? Whenever it's bipartisan, it's only bipartisan because Republicans have caved to a leftist agenda item. It has never become because leftists have caved to a Republican a Republican initiative. It's always because the right wing, the Republicans, have caved to a leftist initiative, a leftist bill, a leftist policy. They never caved to ours, so every time he says bipartisan, he doesn't mean bipartisan. He means cuck boys like Thune, who are not really Republicans. They're not really conservative. They're not really pro-life. They're not really pro-military. They're not really pro-cop. They're not even pro-American. They're pro-globalism. They look at America not as a sovereign nation, but as a globalist state. That's who Thune is. I can't. Thune believes in global warming. Thune believes in the Ukraine war. Thune wants to continue to send billions to Volodymyr Zelensky. He's not real. He's a Democrat. Schumer just said it. We've worked many times together. Yeah, obviously you have, because 50% of the time, Thune votes with Democrats. And now he's going to implement the MAGA agenda? And it's not just him. We've been sabotaged by the John Kennedys of the world, the Ted Cruzes of the world. We've been sabotaged by these people. You know, John Kennedy, the guy who says all those great videos and really cuts down the size of those Biden appointees. Yeah, he does that. He makes videos so that he goes back home and gets elected again and then legislates as a Democrat. That's who John Kennedy is. You don't want to think that way because he appears to be nice and he appears to be conservative and he has conservative speech and he votes for conservative things. You're like, doesn't it make him a conservative if he votes for conservative things? Notice they always vote for conservative things when they have no chance of being implemented. When they have a chance of being implemented, i.e. when they get where they're going to get rid of Obamacare, all of these cuckboy coward rhinos end up voting with the Democrats. It's just like I told you when it came to Obamacare. They voted, I don't know how many times, John McCain included, to get rid of Obamacare when they didn't have the votes to get rid of it. And then when they had the votes to get rid of it, year one of the Trump administration, 2017, they had the votes to get rid of it. Then they voted against getting rid of it. That's who they are. That's who the Republicans are. And you're like, Tom, aren't you? I'm a Republican. Die to the wall. Believe in the platform. Voted down ballot Republican. Certainly. Certainly. If I have to vote for John Thune or Kamala Harris, I'll vote for John Thune, but just know that he's about 1% better. And even is he even better? Because really the enemy amongst us is a more dangerous threat than the enemy outside of us. So yeah, I wanted to show you this. It seems like a little off topic, but I love the way you edited that, Aaron. This amazing video, I want to show you who these people are because this is Chris Sununu. And what was he the governor of? Aaron, pull that up for me. Governor, just put that name right there. Chris Sununu, governor of, was he New Hampshire? I think
New Hampshire.
I think it was New Hampshire. New Hampshire governor.
Yes, yep.
It was New Hampshire. This is 1 year ago. Listen to how he talks about Trump. Play it for me.
Oh, the math has shown Donald Trump has no chance of winning in November of 24. He wouldn't even win Georgia. If you're a Republican that can't win Georgia of November 24, you have no shot. And he's proven that. So, and not only has he proven it, but the candidates he gets behind in a good conservative state like Georgia lose the race. His messaging doesn't translate. It does well with a hardcore 30-35% base, but he loses everybody beyond there. And no one is undecided about the former president. There's no one out there going, well, maybe I might consider voting. No, you know where you are. He's a known commodity. And so the math doesn't add up. So if Republicans nominate him, then we're saying a vote for him in the primary is effectively a vote for Joe Biden. I mean, that's ultimately how the math will play out.
You know why, Chris Sununu? Here's the thing. If we nominate you or Thune or Nikki Haley, then what's the difference between you and Joe Biden? What's the difference? What's the difference between little Chrissy Sununu? What's the difference between him and Joe Biden? Chris Sununu's not pro-life. He's not anti-Ukraine war. He's not anti-open borders. He's not anti-defund the police. He's for all of those things. They say they aren't, but they legislate the opposite of what they say. They're all frauds. They'll say anything to be in power because they're enriching themselves, and they all get to be celebrities. It would be pretty great to be a celebrity if you're connected with the Kamala Harris campaign. $10 million for Beyonce. $10 million for Beyonce to never even sing a song. Never even sing a song. She gave millions to Al Sharpton, too. To do nothing. It was basically a money laundering operation is what her $1 billion was. Just have to show you this one. Steve Bannon, this is an EE video. Steve Bannon, President Trump, once again, what a rock star. Play it for me.
Wednesday, 13 November, in the year of our Lord, 2024. There are days that what we do here at the War Room is just so amazingly enjoyable that the feeling you get and the buzz you get is incredible. One of the this, you know, I was going to start with Thune 1 and the dead hand of McConnell and all that, and President Trump once again, what a rock star. He just, so Thune promised him some recess days, but promised him, we'll stay here every day. We will get every one of his nominations through. And he gives the biggest, I guess, F you. Okay, here you go, bro. Here you go. Start with Matt Gaetz, my new attorney general.
One.
You know, Trump knows who Thune is, and he did. He basically just screwed Thune over, which is great, because Thune had to come and kiss the ring, because, listen, Trump really battled hard against Thune. Thune probably wouldn't have gotten it, but or just caused him major problems, or maybe Cornyn would have gotten it, which is another version of Mitch McConnell. Both of those were Mitch McConnell's boys, and both of them don't vote Republican very often. But anyway, or often enough. But what Trump did was made him promise recesses so that Trump can just appoint people without confirmations. And then the very first person that he throws at him is Matt Gaetz after he makes Thune promise that he's going to confirm his appointments. So Trump, in this case, is playing 4D chess. Great job, Donald Trump. Donald Trump's the greatest president, my opinion, of all time. I love him. He doesn't do everything perfect, but nobody does. Nobody does. Aaron would tell you that me as a boss, perfect.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
No, obviously not. So anyway, you see me blow up the show. You know that I'm perfect. But anyway, love you guys. 1,248 people that are still on right now. Rumble Rants. Nitsua, $99. $20. Nude Monk, $20. Thank you guys so much. Stick around for the post. I'm telling you right now, you've got to stick around for the post game. You've got to see it. It's great. Stick around. I'm done screaming at you. Like and share. Get this out to as many people as you possibly can. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Love you all. God bless you. What if it's a new thing if I tell you that you are supposed to prosper, that you are supposed to be wealthy? That's Psalm chapter 1, verse 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. The word just told you that new thing. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. That new thing for you, that you need to receive it. Well, I believe that poverty is an attribute. No, Jesus became poor. And then they quote Jesus saying, he doesn't have a place to lay his head. He became poor for you. Not for you to emulate the poorness. That would be like you emulating sin. He became sin, so now you sin. He became poor, so now you're poor.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lively podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.